in the kitchen, you know, sometimes you have a little closet off where you just keep canned goods.
Cupboard.
What now?
Cupboard.
Cupboard, mm-hmm. And now a lot of old worthless stuff that you're about to throw away, so that's just a lot of old...
junk.
Yeah. Any places particularly you might keep that?
Out in the garage.
Garage. And now, think about what a woman, the kind of things that women normally do, especially maybe in the past. She gets up, she does the first thing she does, she after she's made breakfast and all, she does what? She
cleans the house.
Yeah. And the thing that she would use in the past, not a vacuum cleaner, but a
broom.
Yeah. Now, your grandmother got any special place to keep that?
No. In the smokehouse, maybe. I don't know.
They already have a smokehouse? They still have a farm?
Yeah.
They actually do any farming?
Yeah, they've got sheep. Well, my uncle that's taking over it right now, he was the farmer of the year. This past year. Him and his wife. He's an invalid, but really, you know, he controls the tractor with his hands.
And
it's just like in the car, you know, how they have hand controls. I think this is gas, and somehow you push it down for the brake.
Yeah, I've seen that. I had a friend that was paraplegic, and she had that. Could do that. That's amazing. I had farm of the year. And
it was the first couple I've had.
That's really kind of amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How far are your grandma and parents from Robbins?
They're like 5 miles.
Yeah. Is Robbins, that right down on the Morgan County line?
Just about.
Where is I went there looking for a post office one day. Where is that?
In Robbins?
Mm-hmm. Is it on 27?
27 South. Did you go through Huntsville? New River?
Yeah. I think I was going from Oneida to Morgan County. Went straight down 27.
Okay. You went through Glen Mary and all through that? Okay. You didn't see the depot in Robbins?
Yeah, right. This is the post office.
It was...
I may just have missed it.
It was right up the road. I don't see how you can miss it. It was around this side, but I know where it's at.
It was raining, and maybe they didn't have the flag that day. That's what I always look for, was a U.S. flag. Find a post office like that.
And then right on up here was the First Baptist Church. Right across the railroad tracks.
Yeah, I was going down towards... I think it's Sunbright there.
Yeah.
How far are you from Morgan County about?
I'd say 10 miles.
Yeah, not very far. If you had if you had the door there, say the door came in this way, it had open. If you had the broom there in the corner and the door, you know, pulled to you, so the broom was where it was.
Behind the door.
Mm-hmm. And now, sometimes in Alabama, on Mondays, women did this, they did their...
washing.
Yeah. And now, what about, did they have a special day when they iron clothes or anything?
Usually the same day that they wash.
Any name for washing and ironing together? What would you say I had to do though?
Washing. That's all I've ever heard of.
What about if you wanted to, used to, before they had these permanent press shirts, men could have the shirts.
Cotton.
And you take them where?
Start.
And if you didn't want to do them at home, you'd have to take them to the
laundromat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad.
You're getting me to say something else, I know, but I...
No, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. As a matter of fact, second story house, to get up to the second story, you'd have to take the
stairs.
What if they're on the outside of the house? Would you still call them the same thing?
Steps.
Steps and house.
Mm-hmm.
And, have you seen sometimes on houses built like this where the boards lap over each other like that? You know what I'm talking about?
Shingles.
Yeah. You that on the side of the house too?
Yeah.
And